Radhe, Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Radhe.
My darling daughters and sons, be happy, follow my instructions,
Hare Krishna.
And very soon you should achieve Braj Prem.
Hare Bol.
I'm inviting you to come to
Vrindavan Parikrama, month of Kartik, first week of October to first week of November.
Stadium style seating. Oh my God, I'm happy. Drive the sandman away from the foot.
Thank you so much.
We have the
cutest
father's
day. Yeah,
table during the festival, so you can look at during class and give it back.
Yeah, no, you gotta introduce me to whoever I'm driving.
Okay, are you gonna be over there like in a little while?
Yeah, hey Jay.
Prashad, okay.
Okay, cool.
We can
ship them to you.
She
talked to Sean Marani. You know what the deal? Okay, she has an art gallery in Maui. Tell them the story, because they're the...
I have connections with this gallery in Maui. They're like the number one gallery in Maui, and Maui is the third highest art sales in the entire world. It's a huge gallery. I want to go talk to them for Shamrani deity, and she gave me permission to take some limited edition prints, some giglées, to this gallery to have a meeting with the manager about getting some of her originals in the gallery.
So we're good to go. Just keep them locked up.
Well, I have to talk to them exactly what it would be, but I'm sure it would be.
He's busy.
I know.
That's his thing.
Well, I always just hear that.
On consignment, she's taking G-Clays and just...
No, run away.
He doesn't know what we're talking about. He wants to know if she can get some G-Clays to take your gallery in Maui.
Gallery in Maui.
Yeah.
The number one gallery.
What's the name of it?
It's Higgins Heart International, and Shamrani Deity sent me to ask you.
Okay, Higgins, so. That's my name.
Oh, yeah. That's why we're laughing.
I have to sit down with her because nature I don't like to give anything out on consignment because
I only need them for a showing. I don't need the displays to sell.
Give me your number.
Give them back to LA when I come.
But they got to get all the way to Maui, they got to go back to somewhere.
What
we've been doing is people get portfolios, they can show them what is, and it's not the same thing, but I just have to, that's like a real, yeah.
Right. She has your ID.
Yeah, all right. We'll do that.
Okay. You should be halfway. She's going back to Maui, and then she's going to come to L.A.
Yeah, they're the number one gallery on Maui. I mean, this is a Maui joke. They are, like, high-end, and they're only going to take her originals. So I just need something incredibly high-quality.
Her originals?
That's all they sell.
Be interested
she said
in the originals,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, but we're not selling the originals.
Well, she said she'd be willing to let them go for about $500,000, and I don't think
So then you wanted to show them the replay and say, this is what it looks like. Well, then I guess
I'll
come to Maui.
He chuckled. He went, very good.
Yeah, we'll come to Maui. You can show them. And then we'll take them back.
Okay, perfect. Maybe because it was like this.
All right. Okay. It's called Higgins Art. My last name is Higgins Art.
I haven't grabbed him yet.
Thank you.
Okay, Emma.
Zip it up. Plugged in, so it's recharge your battery. So in order to, you know, to make the battery last longer, mm-hmm. you're not using the computer after it's recharged, you plug it out, you know, from the wall. Mm-hmm. Right. So yeah, what is that? Yeah. If you're gonna plug it out from the plug out from the wall, so you can plug out from the machine, from the computer. And you need this when you're doing it, plug it into the computer, then plug it into the wall. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's better. Mm-hmm. And also be gentle with the connection of the computer.
Yeah.
You know, like because I started in there like a wire, you know, bend it all the time, you could take it somewhere else.
Yeah.
So just, you know, like when you plug it in, like put like a book or something on the adapter wire.
Mm-hmm.
That way you won't be moving it back and forth again, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just last few years and years. Okay, yeah. And you have the
I mean,
instructions
for the
F disk partitions and format. Okay, here, the last one. Okay, the last one. So this one is tricky, so to format it, you type in format, right? After you partition and restart the computer with control, alternate, delete, okay. And keep a space. That's a space here.
Okay. Oh, okay. See, after space, after where, after format.
Forward slash. This is not a backward slash. Okay. So I put here forward slash.
Okay.
And then S. S means system. You want it to format it as a system.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, thank you. Hi, I'm sure we'll be emailing you.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Guru.
I'm going to see you one after you want to watch that. Don't worry. You like it. How do you fit an elephant in a safely? Have you seen a safely?
Yeah.
How do you fit an elephant in a safely? Take the F out of safe and the F out of work.
That was too much. Hey, we're soon.
Hey, students.
She never gives them to her students.
Yes, she does.
No, she does not.
She said we can't have any of this stuff.
Every year she never gives them to her students.
Yeah. I got a bunch of babies, but it really looks like I did some crappy tea on. You know the thing? You want my
GP? Are you working
on it? No, I can't.
You still have to
be a little
hot sauce. Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Nice. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully Tuesday. Do you know who Lalita Saki is? Hello? Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's for that joke. That's too much.
That joke is funny.
That's too much. I'm like, can you tell it to Anita? Because now you need one of them.
Samurai is so nice. She said, oh, beauties of these great souls. Please bless me so one day I can also be a great soul.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, yes, to see as well as she did. I hope so. Well, I know so. I said, oh, good. Uh-huh. And then she said, well, unless I don't make it. I said, what do you mean you live? She was like, I always die.
No, she didn't.
Did she say that?
Probably she said that. This reminds me of something that said Drew Dave and it made him mad.
What
did
she say?
I said, Drew Dave. I know
let me tell you what she said. Drew Dave, I know you met my biological father, but you're my real father. Happy Father's Day. Met.
And I know I met, introduced you to my
real father. Everybody said Happy Father's Day.
And he laughed, he chuckled, he thought it was funny.
Did you ask him how he got that on his own?
Yeah, he won't tell me for the long story.
Alright, idiot. Alright, listen. Right when he's going back to his mom, look what he does.
There's a chair.
That's asking for problems. There's a top. You're not taking that with you.
No,
you're not.
It'll be okay.
Listen.
Don't even get
there was a chair, right?
Say, call him when
there's no room in the car in the back seat for you to take that.
I'm just joking, I'm not going to take the chair.
Yeah, why are you ow! Don't you! Whole Foods is coming back to haunt you.
Oh my God, now we're going to have to get all in action.
You want to make it? Okay, I'll just leave you here with your dad. That's no problem with me.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Let me finish
yeah.
With
yeah.
You.
Yeah, yeah, then the vice of these will have more room in the car.
Hey, yeah, let me finish my story.
There's
a chair, right? I was like, hey, hurry up, watch this. He's like, you're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, no, come on, just watch this. You're going to hurt yourself. I'm like, shut up, just watch. I jumped on top of the chair, and I put my foot on the back, and I like rode it to the ground. As soon as I get to the ground, I fall off, and I'm laying on my back. And when the force of this, and the momentum or whatever, makes the chair go up in the air, and flip, and it comes back, and the leg of the chair lands right on my eye. When I'm on the rail, it goes,
where is that?
Here, just this. I'm going, and the thing's doo-doo-doo-doo in the air. I'm like, oh, it goes bam right in my eye.
Oh my God, it's Christian Light.
It hurts.
Christian Light. Christian Light.
Christian
Light. Christian Light. Do you know the story?
Yeah.
I thought I was done.
Yeah. Oh, come on, they don't make you move like that.
We're done.
Can you say goodbye?
What about it?
Can you say
goodbye? Okay. I should say goodbye.
I bought him a piece of cheesecake for Father's Day.
I want some cheesecake.
Yeah, we'll drive on the way out because I want to. Oh, maybe we should just go.
He's good. He's taking it.
He's not taking it. Shanti fit it all in.
No.
How's it is, I think. Let's go over walk real quick, because then we can just leave and go from here. Okay. If we go and drive and try to get through over there and turn around,
it's like process all of this happening.
Yeah, it's a new service. You get to tuck Blue Wave in, turn off his light, and make sure the fan's off and the bathroom light is off.
That's amazing.
Tuck him in. Like, so no, his feet. Tuck his feet in.
Sweet.
No, just put his blanket on his feet, put the light on in the bathroom, and make sure the fan's on by himself, grudging up, and Madamar's leave him to do.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's just amazing.
He's driving him all day.
Well, he's tired.
Yeah.
I mean, for what? Come on,
you know, after festival, you gotta process. I'm sure after massage, you need some time to process what just happened.
Okay, that's not too bad. Right? Did you get the poster?
Yeah.
From Shidani Maharaj, and he gave him the glove on.
Oh, no.
Because he said, you pay me more for the poster than anyone has. I told you it was 25, and you gave me 10 extra dollars. 35, so I have an extra one I want to give it to you. That was like 3 years ago, you remember that?
Really?
I was like, to me, $10 at that time was like, and that thought it was so much. Well, 500 rupees, you know?
Yeah.
Stop it, Kamal! I'm not in the mood.
Okay,
stop!
Okay,
I
don't want to understand before.
I know, I'm
leaving.
You know, we don't have to all be
Skype. See you on Skype. Talk to you on Skype. She wanted me to come over to the room where she's staying, which is the car right away. I said, I can't. I said, what do you want me to go for? She said, to tell us about Govardhan. I said, I can't, but what we can do is maybe Santi could spend a few minutes with you on the computer showing you slides of Govardhan.
No, thank you
so much.
I have to make a
minute
on CCD.
Uh-huh.
Doesn't she live in the Bay Area? She lives in Oregon.
She lives in Oregon, yeah.
I think I should have asked her. Anything
or
in San Francisco.
4 o'clock
at night on the night.
Yeah, well, no, she asked me, she did ask me a couple of days ago if I would go over. And I said, I don't exactly know what you're talking about because she doesn't live here. And she said, I said, okay, I'll meet you right after class on Sunday. Mm. And then she came over and she said, so can you come over the car right away? Just to tell me about Govardhan. And I think she felt bad when I said no.
Well, it's the night before we're traveling, it's late. And
yeah, I did tell her up though.
Yeah.
But I mean, I can understand that we can't, and I still feel bad.
Yeah. I mean, it's like there's always. She's coming to party?
No, they're four.
Oh. She's going to appear about a search on Pure Bhakti for all the people.
I'm telling
her to do that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I feel bad too, is we're only three people in team of three, and there's a whole week of festivals, and then so many people ask us things on the night before. I know that.
No, she just wanted me personally.
Yeah.
And I just thought of that tonight.
Did she come to your class today? We talked a lot about Govardhan today.
She did.
In class.
No, but, yeah, the Govardhan Temple.
That's a little later. I'm back to you in about time.
No, I mean the Govardhan Temple, so.
Can we send
her
through
the
email?
I think I'll start writing her.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe I'll try to get her address to it. Because they're alone there and they're poor.
Where
do
they live?
Oregon. They work with Bruce Pagante, but they're very, very poor.
Oh. They're not alone. There's a nice one there.
Yeah. It's true.
Tonga, Taiwan.
Yeah, that's true.
Korea.
Yeah. I think he wanted to do some more association.
Yeah.
So I'll try to get, I'll just start writing her.
If she comes right now, I, while I'm burning, I could show her. What does she want to see?
She's about to go over and temple and hearing and just in love.
Yeah, she's such a nice lady in San Diego. Yeah. She's given me so much taste.
How long are you going to be here? Tomorrow morning?
No, well, yeah, but we won't see. I mean,
so, okay, after we talk. After
I think, okay, because he said I can email him to him. I think that might be better.
All right, that would be better.
But, and he said he can only move to 5 a year.
Well, he should understand
well,
that we're only going to use 5 a year. But not that we want to wait, because we don't know exactly what we're using.
But he can't jeopardize his relationship with.
No, my point is that if we just use 5 a year,
yeah,
it's the same as him giving us 5 a year.
Yeah.
I kept trying to explain that to him. It's not a jeopardy.
Yeah.
It's just that if I change my mind, and I don't want to use this and I want to use that, but I don't have it because I only have these 5.
Mm.
So if he would just trust us, I was swearing to all the deities,
I know,
all the incarnations.
No, he knows, and he doesn't even really feel he should do it, but he's doing it because he likes you.
Well, good. He should like me enough to give me everything.
I know.
Who, Sonia?
No, it's my god brother, Bobby. Yeah, I mean, because, you know, they're my paintings also. And I put a lot of years into them, and he doesn't know if he just can.
I know. I mean, I know. Everything's in the choir.
I know. I have to tell him.
Yeah. He just has his own, you know, everyone has their own interest in mind.
Life.
And he wants to do this movie, and he gets to use them for. They let him get to use it for this movie.
I know.
Thing.
Did
well,
he make the VCs though?
I'm not sure.
If you could understand that.
I know.
I'm honest when I say I'm not going to print more than 5.
I know. I
think it's better to email them.
And it's your painting?
Right. I'll make them in his office for you.
Okay.
So good.
Huh? The world is good.
I know.
Don't get involved in
that. Yeah,
don't
I'm sure.
Don't try to look good to me.
You want the painting?
Huh?
Do you want the painting?
No, he has that in the DVD. The resolution to get the high, good quality for him to give it to me because I don't want to get it from the DVD. And he doesn't want to jeopardize his relationship with the DVD if they find out he gave it to me, but he's not going to find out. Not that sharp. Anyway, so yeah, if you get involved with me, your life's over.
I know. As much as we enjoy the man, as much as we're going to suffer it. So
as
it's
much.
Better to be like...
As much, if not, a million times more.
Yeah.
Like as Gurudev said, both you ladies and you men. Don't...
Good,
don't
bad. Right.
Yeah. All right, so book distribution. That's very enlivening and very absorbing. What do you say to people when you meet them?
Last time I was doing book distribution, last year I was doing 2 books. I was like, out here I'm passing out these books today because I want to go see my Gurudev. I'm raising so far.
Why? That's terrible thing.
I know. I don't know, the cookbook, The Way of Love or The High Thing. No, the cookbook.
How are you doing?
Okay.
How many books are you distributing? How much are you making out there?
I was just going a couple hours, made $30.
I think just because you're so charming and beautiful.
Exactly, that's the only reason why.
One
guy gave me $20. Because he asked me, where's your guru at? Because some people say, okay, here, I'll give you $1, you take me to take a bus. I said, well, my guru's in India. So the guy said, okay, here, I'll give you $20. Because people think, yeah.
Just because you're cute with it.
Yeah.
If you really want to distribute books, then Prabhupada would like to talk about the books.
Yeah.
But you can have a friendly open about something I used to always do is say to them,
do you want to enjoy in a higher level?
You're only going to give out those 2 books, you're going to give out all varieties?
No, all variety.
Are you reading all varieties of books?
Well, my favorite is The Way of Love. That's my favorite.
I've been in movement for so many years. To distribute is your favorite.
Yes.
As far as reading.
Well, I study Upanishamrita, I'm studying Manashiksha Rao.
Oh, good.
Because you told me before I should learn some stuff, so. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to like get out of my anger.
Yeah, that's our husband, it's the books and the verses. That frees us from so much misery and misconception.
Yeah.
All the miseries we experience is because we're not absorbed in the books and the pastimes and the verses and the meanings and philosophy and the qualities. As soon as we turn away from that, it's like turning away from the light and being in the darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything's scary, spooky, miserable, envy, greed, lust, angry, and anger.
But the, I don't know about distributing for the Shemitah, is it?
Why not?
Yeah? People are ready? Mana Shiksha?
For the
Shemitah?
Not
Mana Shiksha, or?
No, you call it their English name.
The Nectar of Devotion.
Or the Nectar of Instruction.
Yeah.
Or, what's that other one? These Upanishads.
I should distribute that.
I used to distribute tons of these Upanishads.
Really?
Yeah, they're basic books for it.
And what do you say?
Well, I can tell you a skeleton thing. I don't know why, but I just started doing this minute. I was overwhelmed to you, I think. You know, like Arjuna's chariot? It was shot in the beginning of the war and it was supposed to collapse. But because Krishna was there, it stayed and they had the war. And the second the war was over, Krishna said, hurry up, jump off the chariot. Arjuna said, why? He said, don't ask any questions, just jump. So Arjuna jumped off the chariot and immediately the horse began the chariot all burnt down. Because it was supposed to be full, but because Krishna was sitting on it and then he was serving them, it didn't. And the second thing is very similar. Every time you're successful, you know, you're on this adrenaline.
Uh-huh. Then you sit down, you're coming down, yeah.
But then at the end of it, like,
yeah.
Try to burn down chariot.
Well, you also need a little extra calcium. If you're type O like me, you need iodine and for your thyroid, iodine and then calcium.
And you forget all about that stuff in the hustle bustle of so many devotees and so many things and being sure of this way and that way. So anyway, so just to say excuse me.
Oh.
If I sound like I'm drunk or something. So,
drunk on the nectar.
Well, no, I'm fatigued, I think. So I said, I don't yawn to people, but I mean, a skeleton thing to say is something like, excuse me, are you from LA or out of town?
Yes, I'm from out of town.
Well, great, you get one then. Here, I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest out-of-towners today. You believe in God, right? We'll give
no.
It a, no, what do you believe in? Well, that's great. It's for the atheists.
Oh, okay. Oh, whatever they say, you continue what they say.
Whatever they say.
Whatever they say, okay.
It's for the atheists who have their own mind. You know, who think for themselves. In fact,
who misthink for themselves.
Who misthink for themselves. In fact, that's what the book is about. You know, like it talks about the mind. You believe in the mind, right?
Yes.
You know the mind can be the best friend and the worst enemy. In the meantime, I'm showing them the pictures. And they're looking at the pictures and just, the mind is the best friend and the worst enemy. The pictures they have, no matter what's happening externally, internally you're happy because your mind's your friend. The teachers how to make the mind your friend. What's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda, which is really great for me to be on it. So Govinda, just take it home and read it. There's no cost for the book. Everyone's just giving a donation because we're bringing books to suffering people around the world. Give the most you can, Govinda. And then I go tonight. I pretend I'm going for my money, and that psychologically makes them go for their money.
Oh! That's the way sometimes I get tricky, like, you know, I don't want them to give it free, but I don't know how to ask it, and,
Yeah.
Okay.
So excuse me? Are you, oh, excuse me. Are you, excuse me, then you stop. Excuse me?
Excuse me.
Excuse me, ma'am. Are you from LA or out of town?
I'm from LA.
Well, great, you get one then, here.
Oh.
I'm supposed to give these out to the 50 nicest people from LA today. What's your name?
Rohini.
Rohini, it's great to meet you. Rohini, this is beautiful wisdom from ancient India. How to be happy within, no matter what's happening without. You believe in God, right?
Yes.
Well, great.
Yes. You shake their hand all the time?
And guess what, Govinda? There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation. Well, sometimes you say, okay, well, take it home and read it. And like they think that's the end, and then say, and Govinda, guess what? There's no cost for the book.
Guess what? There's no cost for the book, but everybody's
giving
a nice
donation. Because we're printing books for young people around the world who are suffering from birth of those disease and death. Give the most you can.
We're printing
and
books.
I pretend I'm going for my money.
We're printing books.
Everybody's going for their money today. But
no,
you can develop your own genius.
Yeah.
Prabhupada said Americans have their own genius.
That's how you did it.
That was like a skeleton.
So you print, okay, there's no cost for the book, but everybody's throwing a nice donation
for us. To cover
the
printing.
To cover the printing.
Because we're helping people with birth, old age, disease, and death. We're printing books for suffering people around the world.
Awesome.
We're printing books for...
For the suffering.
For the mentally retarded. And that's about everyone, isn't it?
We're all mentally retarded. So yeah. Oh, crazy.
I mean, anybody who thinks his body is pretty mentally retarded.
Exactly.
Like, for example, Mohini, you see that dress that you're wearing?
Yeah.
Well, you're not your dress, right?
I know, yeah.
Well, you're not your body either.
Exactly. My car.
Yeah, because, I mean, dust thou wert, dust thou beast, but you're something beyond it.
Yeah.
In fact, Mohini, this book is really about you, the real you within the body, and explains how you're millions of times more powerful and beautiful than the sun. Do you know that one?
Oh,
well, great. Take it home and read it. And Mohini, guess what?
There's no
cost. There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation because we're printing books for suffering people around the world.
We're printing books for the
suffering people around the world. We're helping people with birth, old age, disease, and death. Do you know that you never have to die, Mohini? Can you imagine?
One
life beyond death.
One time said a guy, oh, here, that'll make you, that'll help
immortal.
You to be happy. Yeah, I said, oh, that'll help you to be happy. He said, I'm happy. I said, well, this is temporary happiness, not real. He's like, that's so rude. I'm like, no, I'm just honest. But that, I shouldn't say
you look like a happy, what's your name? Bob? Bob, you look like a happy person. But sometimes things happen where there's overwhelming anxiety, like the death in the family. There's burglars in the neighborhood, your wife leaves you, or you think she might leave you because she might have another relative, you don't know. Or you have a good job, but you know, there's a threat that you might leave it. Not you, but a lot of people in the world. I know you're happy.
Yeah.
Many of you doesn't have to get the census.
Yeah.
So what this book does is it tells you how to be happy within. Okay, well, great. So, take it home and read it, and it was really nice to meet you. And
so,
Bob,
who do you worship?
Guess what? There's no cost to the book, but everyone's giving a donation, which is giving books to suffering people around the world. Give the most you can. Or if I'm wearing the same.
No, it's good because people imitate, you know, you do that, they do it.
Give the most you can.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
I used to sell t-shirts,
and
oh, it's awesome. Let me ask her.
Should I give cards too? Should I make cards and say, oh,
yeah,
temple devotee?
No, you should make temple, temple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
for everybody, yeah.
A mantra,
I didn't mean to give a subscription. I really like it.
To who?
Should I have it?
Yeah, I felt bad because she looked like she walked away sad.
I thought it was good.
Like
sad, isn't it? That's why we're not going to see Gideon again for a year or 6 months.
And then she's begging me to go to her house. Not even her house, it's a room she's in.
Yeah. Mostly, I think it's basically once a year or once
every 6 months.
Everybody's
so
sad.
It's sad.
So she just won the last, you know,
so it's
not,
it was just special.
If you see her, then you can give her a big hug.
Okay, I will.
I really wish
she would have come to me earlier.
Yeah. I didn't know that just wanted that connection.
Can I have?
Let's just,
I have to take care of the weight loss. I'll never hear the end of it.
You're right.
This is wisdom about extra knowledge and how to get the mind to become more friendly.
Next time you come about book distribution,
yeah.
Come with a safety program.
Yeah.
there's no, well, I like the last line, though. There's no cost for the book, but everybody's been throwing a nice donation to reprint the book.
Yeah, like a lot of people give $5 or $10 because $5 prints a book and $10 prints a encyclopedia.
Huh?
Well, everybody's given most they can. Of course, we don't want to put you on a breadline or anything.
A breadline?
You know what a breadline is?
Well, you can buy bread.
Like during the time of the Depression, like in the 1920s, all the people would go on a bread line.
Oh, yeah, they go rationing.
They don't want to put me on a bread line or anything.
So does that put them like, oh no, I can't, right?
Huh?
It's like
and
a little psychology thing, like.
And yeah, it makes them laugh, but you know, you appreciate.
Okay.
They have needs.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you know, give as close to a million as you can. Well, how much should I give? Give as close to a million as you can without starving. Actually, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10. And you might pull out your
tax receipt deductible.
Your wad, a few, some dollars. And say, yeah, everybody tries to give between 5 and 10 because 5 cents of books can be an encyclopedia.
10 cents what? An
encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia. I just don't know how to say it in English.
Encyclopedia.
Encyclopedia.
You know what an encyclopedia is?
I know in French, encyclopedia.
Yeah, you say that.
Yeah,
in French. You're French?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
You thought I was. don't know how to speak English good.
I thought you were like American.
No, it's my third language. I learned French, Spanish, English.
You speak perfect English.
Ah, thanks. Well, not really, but.
Difference in
English. Yeah. I'm still learning.
Wait 1 minute.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well,
we're left from the best now.
Yeah.
Well, I was number one in the world sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You're really good. Like, I remember you saying, oh, yeah, you know, for mathematical, like, 1 + 1 over there, it's make 1.
All right, like, what do you do? Like, whatever they do, that's what the book is about.
Yeah, you related it. That's
like, what do you do?
I'm a computer geek.
You're a computer geek? That means you fix computers?
Uh-huh.
Wow, I'm so honored to meet you. That's, like, the most important job in the world today. What's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda, you know what? You're not going to believe this, but that's exactly what the book is for and about. You know how you fix computers when people are totally bewildered? Well, this universe is like a computer. It's made by somebody, and you believe in that, right?
Yeah.
It's made by somebody, just like computers, and people think it's like mystic powers, but you guys, you know exactly what to do. And it's just for you, it's like ordinary. So God is like ordinary controlling the universe, and that's what us is like mystic power. So this book connects you with the supreme mystic of the computer universe.
Oh, I love that, you see.
Take it home and read it. And write me how you like it. Here's my name.
I want some of your
write my name and my email in for you. And write me and tell me how you like it. And
You say that, give it a read. You give your email?
Yeah.
Okay.
Email? And unless you think they're free.
Oh, no, but you should put the stamp of the temple with the
stamp. Stamping
of,
it.
I made a stamp.
That's where I live. Write me, call me, tell me how you like it, how I can help you.
Yeah.
And Govinda?
There's no cost for the book.
Guess what?
Guess what?
And, you know, that was back in the 70s. You know, now it's, you know, the 2000s. There must be other expressions.
But those are really
that,
good.
That
that's
people,
the best.
That people.
It works. Guess what? There's no cost for the book, but everybody's throwing a nice donation to reprint the cost.
Plus, we don't want to put you on the breadline or anything.
Of course, well, yeah.
Just give us close. Yeah, just give us close to nine as you can without starving.
Awesome.
So used to be hundreds of books.
Yeah. And you know, whatever they say, you're kidding. That's great.
Well, you're quick though. Me, like, I got the thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it comes from years.
Okay, yeah.
And then you get so natural. I haven't said this in a long time, but like it's
coming
so much
back.
Part of you.
Yeah.
That you know, you just do it day in and day out. I never went day in and day out except for Christmas marathon. But I went out once a week. But I loved it so much more than my dating service that they told me I'm only allowed to go out once a week. So I went out from Mangalore to Mangalore one day. And then, you know, stayed out all night. And then and the next morning, it was 3 o'clock in the morning. It's really mellow, like one or two guys by the carousels, and I'd be just wandering around, and they're all like really mellow. Everybody takes a book in mellow times.
So what's the best time to go on a books?
Well, it's really no bedtime. It's all good.
Yeah. But you say that little time, which is more than morning, maybe?
In the morning. Forget that.
Yeah. The more in the morning, more sabvika.
It depends on the moon and the stars. Krishna. What Krishna wants to do to you that day.
Yeah. So, excuse me, where are you from? Oh, yeah, great. Yeah.
Excuse me, are you from?
I'm from LA.
No,
I'm from
LA. You're the official, right? Excuse me. Excuse me, sir.
Excuse me.
And he stops. Are you from LA or out of town?
Well, great!
You get one, man. I'm supposed to give you that.
You do like a face like, great!
Oh, great!
Great!
You get one, man.
Like, smiling, great!
Would you get one?
You gonna be really enthusiastic?
Well, great! You get one, then. Here. No time. No time to think about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great! Here! Yeah.
And here, or if you're too timid to give out a book, because you don't know if they're gonna really put it out their hand.
Well, actually.
Well, great! You get one, then. Here's a card, and here.
Yeah. No, but you're right. If you do like that, if you go slow, then... But if you go fast, it's just a reflex. They're just going to take it.
Just like, this is what's happening, man.
Yeah.
The book. Yeah. This is real life.
Yeah.
Another thing is, like, internally, what's going on? Like, how much do you think this book is worth? Do you think it's anything less than $12 billion? Look what they're getting. They have two of these creatures.
I know.
Earth, old days, and even death.
That's how it starts for me.
Otherwise, you're going to become trees and rocks and roots and snails, whales.
Over here, over there, up there? They're still here, yeah.
Yeah. Slugs. You ever see a slug?
What's a slug?
Slug is like this lovely looking snail, kind of big fat worm, and kind of garden, and it goes real slow. Slug, you know? So
yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to distribute.
Think of the value of the book.
Yeah.
And they can't give it enough. And that you're giving mercy. Like today, we were at the end of my class and they threw a poster.
Yeah, what's that?
And I said, and the cause? I can't believe the mercy that's coming now from my mouth. And how do you think that makes people feel?
Yeah.
And it's true, it was a lot of mercy.
Yeah,
it makes them feel like they. I was thinking $1 if you want 50.
Wow.
Like, so how do you think it feels? Like, I can't believe what's coming out of my mouth. Like, I'm not even saying it. The mercy that's coming out. Whoa. You have to create a festival for them. It's only you.
You have to be enthusiastic.
You have to create a world for them so that they think it's just them and you in the world. And this big festival that you've created for them.
So I put my groupie down?
Yeah, and whatever else they've been doing, whatever their life is, their kids, their work, it's like, who cares? It's just me, Govinda, and the book.
Yeah. Try to do that.
And be loving, and it's not that after they give you the money, it's okay, it's fine. And you'll smile at the next one.
Yeah, no, usually I talk a lot. Usually I talk.
So after they give the money, then?
I always talk.
Put in the card, tell them about the restaurant, tell them you work there, you're doing a special.
Special
service.
Little sweet.
If you're sweet, I'm going to give you extra two sweets. But watch out who you say that to.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody following you home.
What's the guy over the temple?
Huh?
I get those big guys at the temple. So.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, no, I don't worry. They follow me, that's good. Follow me to the temple, they can come.
Okay. So like that, that's the general idea. And then, you know, new things come.
I'm going to be spontaneous like you. Because I'm not, you know, it doesn't come out.
In the beginning, you won't be.
Okay.
But when it becomes natural.
Yeah.
Like there's a saying that Prabhupada used to quote. He said, there's a Bengali saying that this body is so made that anything you practice becomes easier. It becomes natural.
Yeah, practice.
Like, how were you on the first day of your restaurant then? Probably dropping plates.
Stressing out.
Stressing out.
Running everywhere.
And now?
Yeah, everything's flowing.
Then, you know, you get to know your skeleton so well that even if you're in complete Maya, your skeleton's going to come out. But you know what I mean? It becomes so natural.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Even if you're really bummed out. And then, when you're in good... So when you're bummed out, the worst that can happen is that you say your skeleton has gone away.
Yeah.
And the best thing that can happen is, based on the skeleton, so many new things come up. Like, do you know who this is? That's Arjuna. You know who he is? He's the friend of God. And this book makes you become chums with God. He personally talks to you and guides you, writes the charity of your life. What's your name again? Govinda. Govinda, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, you're so
and
good.
Govinda, guess what?
What?
You know what I do sometimes?
Like guess now? What? I like that.
No, I'm showing in the book. And look. Look, Govinda. See? And you know, this book teaches you how to be happy within, and that it's wisdom from ancient India. These scrolls are many thousands of years old, the language. But listen, it doesn't matter if you can even read this answer, so it's not here. But just by saying it, or hearing it, or trying to pronounce it, it's a transcendental sound vibration. You don't even understand it, and you feel spiritual bliss. But you know, otherwise, you skip over it. English. And like, see the words that's not in English, like Krishna, Arjuna, Yudhisthira? They're just names, proper names, and you get to know them like, buddy. Like, what's your name?
Govinda.
Govinda, like, where are you from? India?
Yeah.
So like, when you go to America, Govinda, do you translate your name? No.
Yeah.
Still Govinda. So you get to meet all these far out people that are translating. Anyway, so sometimes I would read, like, look, Govinda. From whatever and wherever. You know, sometimes you just go like that and you open it and it comes to a great verse. And he said, you know what you could do, Govinda? You could just open the book like that every day and there'll be a perfect wisdom for you for the day. Or you can read a whole chapter a day.
What's the Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, or any book. So, look at this for example. Never was there a time that I did not enjoy the scripture, nor you nor all these men, nor in the future that any of us used to be. That means we're eternal. And this book teaches you how to experience a life, an eternal life, that means no beginning, no end, where every moment is a brand new experience, newer than the previous moment.
And
like Govinda, you go out and buy a newspaper, right?
Yeah.
And the first day you hold it to your chest, oh. And the second day, what do you do? Throw it in the garbage, because it's old news.
Yeah.
But here you went through an eternal life. That means every moment is new than the previous moment. So Govinda, take it home and read it. It's really nice meeting you. And Govinda, and then turn away and go. It's really nice meeting you. Take it home and read it. Okay.
Guess what?
And then start turning around.
I don't understand. I'm not turning
walk
around.
Walk away.
Okay.
Okay, you're going back into Govinda. And hey, Govinda, guess what?
Oh.
There's no cost to the book. But everyone's giving a donation.
And even if, like, you look young, sometimes I feel that I talk to people and, like,
you look young?
Like, people think that, oh, she's young, how does she know that? You know what
that
I mean?
What?
That's the way I feel sometimes.
I was young when I was saying that.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
I was 28.
Yeah.
When I was saying that stuff.
But she was 17.
I look a little younger.
Well, I was 19 when I was preaching, too.
And it's cool, because sometimes I feel like, you know.
Don't you remember Gurudev said they gave up their teenage? They were all teenagers, and they gave it up. They gave up their youthful place, and they went to the seaports and the airports, and there's everything for Swamiji. He does it all the time, every country, again and again, every year. She went to the airport and the seaports.
They went to the airport one time where it was cold and shady. We didn't like it.
Well, if you speak like with the like.
Like,
you know,
yeah.
Huh? And it's a matter of how you present
it,
so people feel
it's
always, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe
you have salt in a bag somewhere.
Well,
that
it
looks
like
that.
You have to take a shot.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
And I can email you if I have other question or any
other
problem in my mind.
And if anybody's passing through who's a distributor, just ask them to take you out. Like, we used to go out with the best, Triple R.
Yeah, that's what we need.
We should
to go
like,
go
spend the day with them and just, like, stand there.
Yeah. There's nobody nowadays, you know?
What? Is that true?
Like, in our temple, no, nobody really goes.
Maybe not in the temple, but somebody can pass by. Like, Shroti Maharaj comes, Sojan Maharaj comes.
Yeah.
What's his name? Ms. Chinchipu.
Yeah.
No, 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 you can make time for
merciful.
No, but that was good of meeting. You find me out. Like, now I know. Sometimes I just don't know what to say, you know.
And then they feel like they're special, you feel like you're special, and you get so many realizations that you actually see, you start seeing the soul transmigrating. Like, when you're talking to somebody, just start imagining. Like, everybody imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Just imagine that there's, that now let's say there's 20, right? So just start picturing them when they were a baby,
mm-hmm.
with a soul passing from the baby to Charlie to his 20. And then, as you're looking at them, then you start seeing going down, like in that picture. And then you start seeing, you're looking at the person,
mm-hmm.
but you're seeing an aardvark, a slug, a snail, a tree, a demigod. Now the soul is becoming all those, and like, death, birth, you're in a baby, in a womb, suffering, weeping, dying, my mother just died. And you're looking at the person, but you, the distributor, is thinking of all that.
And all that, and you're
and
good.
And then when you're speaking, it has strength.
Potence,
and they feel your energy.
Yeah. Which book should I distribute?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think The Way of Love is too small?
No, you can do that Way of Love, no problem.
Should I give taxes to deductible? If they want. Like, if I go grab my money, I can take out some taxes to deductible instead of taking.
Yeah, you want.
Okay,
awesome. Alright, me.
So can I go to San Francisco tomorrow?
For a couple of days. This is how he's taking the class.
The class?
And how to make websites.
Awesome.
That's good.
I hope you take a good rest and don't work too hard, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Oh, I'm going to lose the show. Thank you so much.
By remembering
me,
Ali,
again.
We're so
polite.
Thank you so much.
And then, you know, Guru Dev will start, and Lord Chaitanya, and everybody will start giving you lines and
lines.
And when you're reading, first when you're reading, then you'll find, wow, I can see that.
Thank you.